710, the KBND, depend on us. KBND Morning News Time is 6:05. Good morning, it's Thursday. That means it's almost Friday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis, and sitting in this week for Kim Birchfield, it's Lori Robb.
Good morning. A bill that paves the way for a multi-million dollar graduate program facility in Bend is still alive in Salem, very much so. The OSU Cascades request for $2 million in lottery bonds as part of a larger package, and yesterday the bill made it out of a powerful subcommittee and should be voted on in the House floor today. State Representative Jason Conger of Bend says about half of the projects across Oregon asking for lottery bonds did not make it into this bill.
You know, it took an especially good project with a tremendous amount of local support, with genuine need, in terms of enrollment growth at OSU Cascades, combined with a bunch of other maybe less obvious factors, like the fact that, you know, this is the buyer's market in real estate. And so if you're ever going to make an investment in an asset, this is probably a good time to do it.
Conger says if the bill is approved, the project is on such a fast track that the facility would be ready for students this fall. The Oregon House has also voted to give tribal police the same off-reservation authority as non-tribal officers. Yesterday, lawmakers voted in favor of it, despite objections from county sheriff's officials who said the measure would open the door to lawsuits and give tribal officers unprecedented authority. The measure now goes back to the Senate, which has already approved the bill, but is scheduled to decide last night, whether to accept some of the changes made in the House. Authorities from Warm Springs support the idea and have pushed for it. Governor Kitzhaber has also said that he supports the bill. An Oregon congressman is calling for higher taxes on upper incomes to solve the nation's red ink problem. 1110 KBND's John Erickson reports.
Democrat Peter DeFazio says Congress should have passed the balanced budget amendment when it had a chance in the 90s, but it failed by one vote.
Had we passed that, today we would be talking about finishing paying off the debt. We would have paid for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Bush wouldn't have had his disastrous tax cuts.
DeFazio says the Pentagon should have its budget cut and that tax rates are the lowest they've been since 1950. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon State Police, along with city police and county deputies, will be watching for impaired drivers over the holiday weekend. OSP Lieutenant Greg Hastings says the 4th of July is the deadliest holiday of the year. More than 300 people have been killed over the past 25 years on this holiday, and nearly half were alcohol-related. A 54-year-old truck driver from Vancouver, Washington, was killed in Tuesday's tanker truck crash on Highway 26 near Warm Springs. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
David Lee Spooner was killed when his tanker went through a guardrail and down a 200-foot embankment before bursting into flames near Warm Springs. Officers are still trying to investigate why the tanker went off the road.
You know, at this time, it's still hard to say. We're still investigating it. We've got troopers from the Madras Patrol Office and also Prineville that'll be coming and doing the investigation. So at this time, it's still too early to tell.
OSP Trooper John Russo says since the tanker truck was incinerated in the accident, we may never know why the tanker left the road. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Jefferson County School District has educated the students in the Warm Springs Tribe for the last 50 years, and they'll continue to do so. The two sides signed an agreement to continue the partnership. It also includes plans to build a new elementary school to replace the one that is 80 years old. Superintendent of Schools Rick Molitor says the tough part is funding the new building.
Well, what we're looking at is the initial indication of a K-8 building out there would be approximately $18 million. So we would love to be able to partner with the school district, BIA, and the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs being a partner in a third of that, so approximately $6 million per entity.
They hope to build the new school in the next 5 years at a site near the museum at Warm Springs. And coming up at 6:35 on your local news, animal complaints are the most common calls that local dispatchers get from the people. If you have that barking dog, you may get a ticket. We'll have details again at 6:35. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.